With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The man convicted of killing a Cascade County deputy during a high-speed pursuit has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Adam Sanchez Jr. was sentenced today for the August 2014 death of Deputy Joe Dunn. He was found guilty of deliberate homicide in October. Sanchez was charged under the felony murder rule, which says a person participating in a felony can be charged with homicide if a death occurs. Authorities say the chase began in Great Falls and continued toward Geyser. During the pursuit, Sanchez turned his vehicle around and was headed back to Great Falls when he struck Dunn. Sanchez's attorney argued that there was no evidence that his client intended to cause harm. Sanchez is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence for a previous chase. Supporters of an effort to legalize the recreational use of marijuana in Montana can begin gathering signatures. The Secretary of State said today that the Attorney General has approved the language for Initiative 178. For the measure to appear on the November 2016 general election ballot, supporters have to gather signatures from at least 5% of registered voters in each of 34 House districts and get a total of at least 24,175 signatures. The measure would legalize marijuana for use for people ages 21 and over, would allow for the commercial sale of marijuana and marijuana-infused products, and place a 20% excise tax on sales. The initiative expects the excise tax and licensing fees would generate about $37 million over 5 years, while the measure would cost the state about $11 million. Federal environmental regulators have approved water quality rules meant to protect southeastern Montana cropland from wastewater produced during natural gas drilling. The rules had been opposed by energy companies and officials in neighboring Wyoming. They limit how much salty water that's a byproduct of drilling can enter the Tongue and Powder River basins along the Montana-Wyoming border. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said in letters issued Tuesday that the rules from Montana and the Northern Cheyenne Tribe were consistent with the Federal Clean Water Act. Gas production in the region has declined dramatically in recent years due to falling prices. But Montana rancher Mark Fix said today that he continues to see high salt levels in the Tongue River during the annual spring runoff due to past drilling. A wind-driven fire on the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation threatened livestock and homes before being nearly contained. The Great Falls Tribune reports that the fire consumed about 3 square miles of land and 400 tons of hay at one ranch last night, but was 95% contained by this morning. Fire officials say the blaze began about 8 miles east of the community of Fort Belknap yesterday and burned pastureland, alfalfa, and Conservation Reserve Program fields. Acting Fire Management Officer Bayard Lamble says no livestock or homes were damaged. He says the fire was likely human-caused, but is still under investigation. Missoula's Hellgate High School is a step closer to suspending its dwindling varsity football program for a year. The Missoula County School Board has approved the plan, which now goes to the Montana High School Association. If approved, students from Hellgate would be able to try out for teams at two other high schools. Central Montana's Petroleum County Commissioners are planning to ask their constituents to either raise property taxes or merge with a neighboring county. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that Petroleum County raises less than $400,000 in property taxes each year. To continue functioning, the county needs to increase that by at least $60,000. Commissioners say they hope to have a vote on the June primary ballot. Residents of eastern Fergus County successfully voted to divide and form Petroleum County in 1925. There were more than 1,100 voters back then. Today, there are just 392 registered voters. The Montana Law Enforcement Academy will graduate 53 new officers tomorrow, and most of them will report for duty by Monday. Academy Administrator Glenn Steiner says this class includes 13 Native American graduates. That's more Native officers than any other basic course in the Academy's history.
It's a combination of a couple things. One is just vacancies. You know, the stars have aligned and they've managed to send some folks here. And the other one, I think, my understanding is from the Blackfeet Tribal Law Enforcement, is they have had an increase in funding, and that has allowed them to hire some folks and get them down here.
Steiner says the Academy is excited to turn out some new graduates.
You know, Montanans deserve safe communities, and we do the best we can to provide folks with the training and the skill to kind of do that for them.
All graduates have been employed by their respective state, county, city, and tribal agencies for less than a year. Blackfeet Tribal Chief Earl Oldperson will lead a brief ceremony for tribal graduates as part of tomorrow's graduation. The Andrus Center for Public Policy in Idaho has been awarded a $500,000 federal grant to bring together federal, state, tribal, and other entities to try to find ways to reduce the severity of rangeland wildfires. The center will receive $100,000 a year over 5 years to host a series of small workshops and conferences that will also look at ways to restore fire-damaged landscapes. Thanks for listening to Montana Public Radio News. I'm Eric Whitney.